Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Today, our topic is conversation, speaking mindfully.
Right. Last couple episodes, we were talking about mindful listening, and now we're going to talk about mindful speaking.
One of the problems that we run into as sales reps is that we want to tell everyone our features of our product, all the wonderful things that the product or service can do.
Exactly. And you know what? Maybe the customer just doesn't care about any of the features except for that one special one that'll solve their problems.
When you bought your last car, you've kind of went through that whole process. You were interested in one feature, but the sales rep wanted to tell you every little nuance.
That's right. You know, I don't know much about cars, but all I knew was that I was giving up my minivan, but I didn't want to give up that right armrest. I like to rest my right arm when I drive. It gets tired.
So you wanted a seat with a real armrest attached to the seat, and that was a problem.
Well, it was, because a lot of the models didn't have that, and I didn't really care about all the other bells and whistles about the cars, about the engine, and I don't know, Bill, you're a car guy.
I was very interested in all the details, but I knew that if the car didn't fit you properly, you really weren't interested in that vehicle.
Right. All I wanted was an armrest, and that was it. And the sales reps I dealt with were very interested in telling me all these things about the car that I wasn't interested in.
That's the point. Find out what the key feature that the customer is interested in, and then you speak to that.
Period. That's it. And that's mindful speaking. Really just watching what you say and tailoring your words to what the customer's interests are.
Ding, 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 ding.
What's that?
I think of the bell ringing at the old circus where you would hit it for the weight and you ring the bell and you've won the prize.
Oh. Okay. Well, do you want to know what the real prize is? It's communicating with your customers in a way that they're going to want to do business with you.
So our skill practice is to be mindful of what comes out of our mouth, using the listening skill to find out what their key interest items are and speak to that.
And that is mindful speaking.
Thank you, Joy.
And thank you. And if you liked our podcast,
subscribe and tell your friends.
And stay tuned for the guided visualization that's coming up next. And please remember, don't listen to this visualization while you're driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention. This guided visualization is designed to help you imagine speaking mindfully to your customers. So to start, sit in a comfortable seat that you can hold for a short while. Gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close, and just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice the coolness of the air as you inhale, or its warmth as you exhale. Now imagine meeting with a customer. Imagine being selective in what you say and choosing the quality of your words over the quantity. Imagine a time when your focus is deeply rooted in the present moment, enabling you to speak directly to your customer's needs and enabling you to communicate to your customer in a way that's in sync with what it is that they're interested in. Now, as we end this visualization, know that you can practice this style of mindful speaking most anywhere, most anytime, and with most anyone. And the more you practice speaking mindfully, the more natural it will become.